Welcome back to the Village Celebration. Today, you know, is October 1st, which means this is the start of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Joining us tonight is Valita Keys, who is a breast cancer survivor and the founder of a nonprofit called Valita's Hope. So, Valita, you all deliver recliners to women after they have surgery for breast cancer. And when I say you all, I mean primarily you and your husband, Larry. He has really been there from the beginning. Tell us his role and the support you have received from your husband and just how important that is for women.
Well, support is one way of a woman really getting through the diagnosis. Support is everything. And my husband has been there from day one. He's been at all seven surgeries. His words to me is that it's not my fault, and whatever he can do to help me win life, he's there. He makes sure that his truck is ready when it's time. He makes sure that we have the necessary tools we need, and he needs the address, and we're on our way. Once I give him the address to where this woman is living, we're on our way to deliver the recliner so that this woman can feel comfortable and rest comfortable. So that's for my husband. He plays a big part in it. He's at the conferences. He's really aware of, you know, more than the average person, I say, because he talks about it to his friends and just bring awareness on a daily basis. I hear him talking, you know, throughout the community, you know. Uh-huh. Is your wife getting her mammogram? Is you coming to the conference? You know, he's always talking about Valita's Hope.
He's right there alongside fighting with you. You mentioned the conference. You started a conference several years ago to increase awareness. Tell us more about the conference, when you're having it this year, and what those who are attending can expect.
Well, we're actually going to be doing a conference in just a few days here in Flint, Michigan. That is our first conference away from St. Louis, and you know, we're expecting for the women to come out in their pink and pearls, but not just to come out in your pink and pearls, but to become aware and to know your chances and to know what it's like to live with breast cancer. You're going to hear testimonies from women that have actually won the fight or are still fighting. We have panelists with different physicians, Dr. Lannis Hall and Dr. Heidi Miller. We're going to have spoken word. A gourmet lunch will be served. Lots of gifts and live and silent auctions, vendors, you'll be able to shop. So it's just basically bringing awareness in a unique, winning way.
It's educational and it is celebratory. And that's coming up this Saturday in Flint, Michigan. And then you have another conference in St. Louis on October 24th, and that is your home base.
Yes, this is our fourth one, and we are super excited. We have a mobile mammogram that's going to be there. You'll be able to get your mammogram if you want to on this Saturday. You don't have to worry about making an appointment. There are enough appointments being made, so if you want to walk in to get your appointment, you can get your mammogram on that day. But we also will have, again, panelists to speak with you. We'll have a gourmet lunch, spoken word. We'll have women that have experienced breast cancer this year, and they've been fighting, and they've also been winning. Again, we have the live and silent auctions, because this is not only community awareness, it's also a fundraiser, so that we can continue to make sure that women have recliners when they're being diagnosed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, so it's important.
And then you
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I say, and then you also get a chance to shop. You know, we have different vendors that will be there to showcase what they do in the community as well. So it's going to be live, fun, entertaining, educational for the most part. And it's at Spazio Westport. That's on 12031 Lackland Road. It's from 12 to 4. And we're just excited to bring awareness to the community once again.
You know, several years ago, the Village Celebration interviewed you for our online magazine, and I believe that was right before your first or second conference, and you were putting together the gift bags for attendees in the basement of your home, and now things have just grown exponentially. And to top it all off, you are in this month's issue of Red Book Magazine, and on October 15th, there's a featured article in Heart and Soul about Valita's Hope and all that you have done. Tell us what that feels like to have taken this enormous challenge and found a way to help others in the midst of it.
Well, the Red Book Magazine article, I am also amazed at that. It's just bringing awareness to the world. This is God basically has shown me that I would be bringing awareness to the world. So I'm just excited about the article. I'm looking to, like I say, just bring awareness to the world in whatever way I can do that. You don't have to be where everybody else is doing, but just bringing awareness to the point that people can know that there's help out here. There's a woman that has been through breast cancer, but she decided to not only go through breast cancer, but to also decided to give back after she has won the fight.
It is truly an amazing story of courage. We appreciate you joining us here in the Village Celebration. Congratulations again on the Red Book article and the article that's coming out in Heart and Soul on your conference this Saturday in Flint and the upcoming conference on October 24th, Valita Keys, Winning at Life. That's the hashtag you use a lot. So thank you again for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is the Village Celebration Radio Show.